This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we are Spy Fat Chicks. And this week's episode is going to be a complete and total potpourri made up of a bunch of different unrelated shows or different unrelated places. So don't even look for a theme.
There isn't one. It's just a bunch of crap because we've been to a bunch of awesome crap lately. And we are coming to you from our recording studio in the car!
Because there were some jerk faces at Second Cup that couldn't keep their mouths shut. Oh.
When you walk into an empty coffee shop, and it's empty, it's us, another couple in another corner, and that's it. Why would you sit right next to somebody?
After bellowing about what kind of goddamn muffin you're gonna eat?
Why would you do that? I don't know.
Anyway, that's what these old people proceeded to do, which makes me say, even, yet again, when I become old, I will only eat at steakhouses. Not because I think that I deserve it, because it's fancy, but because there will be no other old people there, and I won't have to listen to their crap.
Because they can't chew the steak, apparently. Who knows? With the advances in dental technology, though, your plan may be foiled.
By the bionic jaw.
Yeah, and bionic teeth. Anyway.
It, like, laser cooks the steak to what kind of temperature you want it.
And I love people of all ages. I just don't like people who violate that tenet of society. It's like being a guy and walking up to a row of urinals and going up right next to somebody to pee. Yeah. Isn't that a no-no?
That's definitely a no-no.
This is the coffee shop version of that no-no.
Yeah. There's no reason why you'd walk into a coffee shop and sit right down next to somebody after they stood there looking at us like they wanted to sit at our table. Because we were already the people that took the table for eight and sat, because it was one of the big round ones.
Well, if a large group had come in, we would have moved. But it was empty. It was 7 o'clock.
And they came up and they like hovered like they wanted to sit there. It's like, no, get lost.
So now that all of our listeners have heard our rant, we're going to talk about rant, tasty things.
Yes. So we've got ribs. We've got Chinese food. And
Publicious tasty appetizerness.
Yes. So much fried food, so little time.
It is. I think there is a common theme. Okay, here. So things that will kill you.
Things that are fried.
Well, so the Chinese first of all, wasn't really fried. I guess your noodles were.
Yeah, it was fried in a wok.
Okay, things that will kill you faster. First up. Take it away, Sheila.
Okay, Rib Fest, Pickering. Each of the municipalities around Oshawa does a Rib Fest. Pickering started off today. It was totally by accident that we ended up going. Tracy really wanted to go and do something. I put in like June 4th, 2011, and that's what came up in Google. So Google decided we'd go to Rib Fest.
Google, the magic eight ball of our generation. Mm-hmm. It's great. I do like the Pickering Rib Fest. Kind of like picture it. Pickering, 2011. Kind of
Rib Fest.
It's kind of Golden Girls there. Good job.
There I was, eating delicious ribs. So, well, here's the thing, too, is I don't necessarily think ribs are the be-all and end-all, but I love barbecue.
Yes.
So whenever there's a Rib Fest, it's a good excuse to go and get barbecue, even though you may not necessarily be into ribs. So we went to two of the different vendors. There was probably about eight people there.
Mm-hmm. And the Big Pig Rigs.
The Big Pig Rig is all professional and awesome.
These aren't backyard barbecuers. These aren't the guys who do 20 pounds of barbecue and take it to be judged in a contest. These are the guys that do it semi-professionally, if not professionally, that go from festival to festival. And they have Big Pig Rigs, which are just awesome.
They have like all their banners up from all the different awards that they've won. And
the trophies. And it's pretty. I mean, it's slick. It's professional. These are people who take their barbecue incredibly serious.
Everybody working the pit has, they're all wearing like the same shirt. They're like kind of in uniform. They're selling sauces. It's the whole nine yards.
And when they go home at the end of the night, I'm sure their dogs roll in their clothing.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Because I have a feeling rib people own dogs. Mm-hmm. You just have to. There are no dogs, by the way, at Rib Fest.
No dogs allowed?
No dogs allowed. No. We should probably explain what the bark is before we start talking about ribs too.
So, you get bark on ribs by having the dry rub on them, and that kind of, like, pulls some of the moisture out. And then, when you smoke it, it kind of gives, like, this really flavorful, jerky-like, dry texture on the outside of the rib. That's what it is. So, the first place that we went to, we got the Tree Hugger, which was a three-meat special kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It was pulled pork, a third of a rack of ribs, which is the standard unit of measurement at these places, and
a quarter of chicken. Yes.
So.
And this was at Camp 31, and it was $22, which really isn't a bad price when you consider how much barbecue is when you go out anyway. Mm-hmm. And the portions were decent. I mean, the chicken was pretty much almost a full breast. It was the white meat portion of the quarter, not the dark meat portion of the quarter.
It was like breast and a wing.
Yes. The the ribs, you got four bones, but they were big ribs. They weren't little tiny ribs. And then the pulled pork was a generous serving of pulled
pork. I swear it was like a pound.
I think it was more like half a pound, but it was still more than I would put on a sandwich. Yeah. Enough for, we each could have made a decent sized sandwich out of it. Mm-hmm. There was that much pulled pork. Their sauce was good. Good, hearty, traditional barbecue sauce.
The ribs didn't have any bark on them.
No.
The piece that Tracy had, I guess, had like
one. I had one bite of bark on it, and that bite was divine, but the rest of it just didn't have it.
So, not so very consistent, but really, really good stuff when you get it. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Boss Hogs.
The chicken and the pulled pork.
Oh, the chicken and the pulled pork were amazing.
Yeah, the chicken was great. It had some smoke penetration into the chicken, into the skin, the meat. Mm-hmm. I ate the flat of the wing, and the flat was just, ah. Oh. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have gotten a plate of those flats grilled for the chicken wing, because they were really good.
Yeah.
And the pulled pork was fantastic.
It was amazing.
Melted in your mouth, perfect texture. It wasn't too mushy. It had some body to it. It was, I make pretty good pulled pork. Mm-hmm. And I was jealous, because this was better than anything I've ever made.
Yeah, and the sauce was really good, too.
Yes, it was delicious.
So, Camp 31, ribs were okay, other stuff was great.
Yeah.
Then we went to Boss Hogs. And I waited in line at Boss Hogs while Tracy went to go and get one of these gimmick foods.
I guess you can say. I'm a sucker for gimmick foods. I'm sorry.
Called a, what was it called?
Butterfly fries. And whenever you order it, the chick yells out, butterfly! Like every time she just yells it over her shoulder. Oh, at Camp 31, if you tip them, they oink. So of course we threw Looney in the jar so they'd oink.
Yes.
Anyway, so the butterfly fries, they take a potato and they spiral peel it. It's almost like the thing you peel apples with, where you stick it on the core and you spin it and it peels the apple all in one strip. It's kind of like that.
A great big ribbon.
But it does a giant ribbon vertically instead of horizontally. So you end up with this giant, like, accordion slinky of a potato. And then they deep fry it.
And it's all kind of piled on top of each other, like a great big bundle of chips.
There were a couple potatoes on that plate.
Yeah.
And it was expensive. Even for fair food, it was expensive. It was $8. But you get, like, the equivalent of a bag of potato chips out of this. And they're fresh. They make them to order. They're delicious, crispy, perfectly well done. And they're fun to eat. And everybody looks at you with lust because they see them and want them.
They covet them.
Everybody had chip lust. They were coveting them. They would look, eyeball us as we walked by, because we were eyeballing people before we got them too.
But they didn't actually have enough nerve like we would have to ask us where we got them from.
Yes. So awesome. I've never seen them before at any kind of festival, fair, carnival.
I've never
thing.
Seen it before.
And it's so cool. And it's genius because it fries up like that.
Yeah.
Those were
done faster than the potato, than the fries were.
Yeah. People were waiting in line for their fry orders. That and ordered like four people orders. Ahead of us, and we were getting our butterfly fries. But they're hard to say. Say butterfly fries 10 times real fast. Doesn't work.
Anyway, so then we went, I got a pulled pork sandwich from Boss Hogs. And it was friggin' dynamite, man. The sauce was great. The pulled pork was great. Everything was awesome. I can't have enough things to say about it.
It was perfect. It was the most perfect pulled pork I may have had in my life. Mm-hmm. I thought the Camp 31 stuff was good until I bit into this because we split the sandwich. The sauce had a little bit of bite to it, some tang. We think it might have had a little bit of vinegar back to it. Almost like a Kansas-based sauce.
Yeah, like Kansas City barbecue.
But not quite. It still had that good tomato-based kind of
like
barbecue
Texan
sauce.
Barbecue sauce
to it. It was just perfect. Nothing was wrong with that sandwich. It was a porkgasm on a bun.
I can't think of a bad thing to say about it.
No. And they did sell barbecue sauce. I didn't realize it till after we had left, but I'm sure they're going to be at another festival, and I'm so buying some of their sauce, because it's amazing.
And when we go to the either Ajax or Oshawa or Whitby Rib Fest next time, I think what we're going to do for the podcast is we're going to go and we're going to get pulled pork sandwiches from all the different vendors and split it.
Yeah.
And that way we'll be able to compare them against each other. Because I like ribs okay, but pulled pork is way easier to eat.
And way delicious, and more filling, and you really get to taste the sauce.
Yes.
So it's win-win all over the place. Nothing
it's
wrong with
win.
It.
It's full of win.
It's full of win. Anyway. Pickering Rib Festival, very fun, very awesome. The prices were fair food prices.
Yeah.
And again, remember, we're in Canada, and sometimes the food prices can be a little bit more. It was $9 for... It was consistent across the board. Almost everybody had the same pricing. $9 for a third of a rack, $15 for half, and $20 or $22 for a full rack. Mm-hmm. So you're really almost better off to get the full rack. Even if you're going to split it with somebody, it's cheaper.
The pulled pork sandwiches seemed to be about $7 across the board.
Chicken was about $7 or $8. And then they would do different combos where you'd save $1 or $2. If we had ordered everything we ordered separately, it would have been, I think, $25 or $27. Mm-hmm. So doing the tree hugger, you saved a little bit of money with it.
Yeah. And each stall had their own kind of combo platter things. Mm-hmm. You could try a bit of everything.
Yes. Fun.
Beans and coleslaw, which we never tried. And I'm actually still full, so...
We were constrained both by budget because we didn't want to blow that much money. And we were also constrained by... our stomach capacity, because dear God, it's a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pace yourself, really.
Yeah. And we didn't.
No, which we may actually end up going, when we do the next one, we may have to take a third person just to help us eat everything we order.
Yeah.
We may have to break Mama Hall out and yep. use her as an extra stomach. I don't know.
Oh, goodness.
So that's Sheila's mom, by the way, Mama Hall. And we may have to break her out and take her along just to, here, eat this. We're going to take a bite each with a fork. You can have the sandwich.
Well, they do give it to you in a to-go container. So in theory, if you wanted to not stay there, you could buy a sandwich at each stall and take them all home.
Yeah. But then you have to reheat it. I think it might lose something.
True that. But
or
anyways.
We just take a bite off of each sandwich and then take them home and reheat them and eat them later.
Yeah, true.
That might be the way to go. Anyway, so. This requires way more planning than
I know. We totally just spontaneously jumped in. So
we apologize. This is what goes on behind the scenes when we think about podcasting. Oh, but we should do this. No, this. Oh, that'll be the best impact. Yes.
What about this idea? He's strangling me.
So on to the second part of this mishmash.
Part 2 of 3. So the next thing that we want to talk about was...
Remington Center.
Yes, which is off of Pacific Mall.
Yes.
It's actually technically the mall that you get to before you go to Pacific Mall, if you turn right immediately as soon as you see it.
Yes. It's in the same parking lot complex, so it's dangerous to drive into to begin with, because Pacific Mall is just crazy. The place needs some stoplights or something.
Yeah.
And we pulled into the first pull-off, and that was one of the reasons we stopped, because we wanted to stop at the grocery store that's right connected next to Remington Center, because that's the place we usually go to get ginger juice. And since we stopped there, we said, oh, well, maybe this is connected to Pacific Mall and we'll just stop here. It's not. However, Remington Center is more of a mall than Pacific Mall is.
Yeah. Pacific Mall has, like, the little glass stalls that the stores cram into. It's almost like it's a big upscale flea market.
Yeah.
Whereas Remington Center is actually more like a real mall. So,
which scratched my need to go to a mall, because we know I have a thing for malls, and it was everything I love in one place. It was Asian, it had an Asian food court, it had all kinds of bright, colorful crap all over the place, and it was a mall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it gets any better than that, except there wasn't an arcade. There had been an arcade. Sheila might have had
arcade,
her time. I didn't see one. That's a Pacific Mall. They have one.
Yeah.
If there had been one, you might have had a hard time getting me out of there.
Hmm.
But we initially said, we're just going to go and get a snack. And we walk into the food court, which is a very nice food court, actually. Mm-hmm. It's set up just like a regular mall food court, but it's all Asian, and it's real Asian. It's not, you know, your chop suey special, your number 5 off the menu, though you can't order by numbers. It's just like going to dim sum or going into Chinatown to get something to eat.
There was actually a dim sum restaurant
in
the food court. I was like, wow.
You get dim sum at your Chinese food court. So we went and made the circuit and checked everything out. And they had a couple Chinese bakeries in the mall, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up actually stopping at a place called Top Worth and Phoenix Noodles. You stopped at Top Worth.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Phoenix Noodles. So tell us about what you had.
It was one of the first specials. It was Shanghai Noodles. It had pork and shrimp in it and a bunch of garlic. It was really, really good.
And the cabbage, too.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's like, is it Napa cabbage or bok choy?
I think it was more Napa than bok choy.
So it was incredible, though. It was like $5 and it filled one of those styrofoam takeout containers.
It was a pound of food.
Yeah. I couldn't eat it all. I had to throw, even with Tracy helping me, I still had to throw some out and I felt bad. Because there was no place to really put it. If we put it in the car, it would have went bad anyway.
And we can't use the Aaron scale of 1 to 5 on this because Aaron isn't really into weird foods.
Mm-hmm.
But we can use Patrick in place of Aaron, who has probably the same stomach capacity, if not greater. And on the Patrick scale of 1 to 5, where a normal person's full at 3 and Patrick is stuffed silly at 5.
This is probably a 4.
This is a five.
Yeah.
I think Patrick would have a hard time putting away a full order from that place and having room for anything else after the fact.
It was a lot of food.
It was a lot of food, but it was good, and it was cheap. Fantastic food. I ate some of hers because she had so much of it, and I am a bottomless pit. And then at Phoenix Noodle, they had a whole bunch of different dumpling orders that you could get. You could also get chauffon, which is a rice noodle, like, sleeve wrapped around different fillings. They had the shrimp, chauffon's the shrimp one, but they had that wrapped around it with the, what's the sauce they put on it?
It's like some sort of,
it's like a soy vinegar sauce almost. Yeah. Or an oyster sauce.
Yeah. I would say it's more of like a soy oyster sauce.
Okay.
Because it kind of tastes a little bit beefy. There might even be some,
Worcestershire in it.
Worcestershire in it. Yeah.
I didn't get that. I almost did. I kind of wish I had instead of what I got because what I got was too much food.
Well, what we got, they figured snack. That we would get a snack and split it and switch. Because we often do that. We'll each order something different and then cut it in half and then switch with the other person. So we each get a chance to try it. But it was like a serving for two people. Well, each thing that we ordered. Yeah. So we had enough food for four people. Oh. Like, seriously.
Mine came with... It was out of control. Yeah, I got the shrimp and pork dumplings, and it came on a bed of noodles.
It was the skinny, like, vermicelli-style noodles.
Yeah, they were like the thin egg noodles. And you could get rice noodles if you wanted those instead with it. I just got the egg noodles. And then it came with a bowl of soup. And then on the side, we decided, oh, they have sticky rice. We haven't had sticky rice since the last time we went to dim sum. Let's get some sticky rice. Sticky rice is wrapped up in a couple lotus leaves, and it's a slightly sweetened rice. Very sticky, hence the name. And it usually has some kind of filling in the middle, like meat and egg.
And sometimes it'll be like ground meat.
It'll be pork or chicken. This one had pork in it.
Yeah.
And egg. And it was great sticky rice, but that was way too much food for one person. Even splitting the sticky rice with Sheila. It came with, I think, 9 giant, huge dumplings that were amazing. Dear Lord, they were good. And then the bed of egg noodles, which were really good. And then I started dipping those in the soup, and that was even better. Oh my God. And then they had the little sauce tray out that you can make your own dipping sauce for the dumplings. So, of course, I threw some vinegar and some soy sauce together with a little bit of red pepper paste.
Chili, yeah.
And then I started dipping the noodles in that, and oh, it was even better. And then Sheila said, help me with mine.
People. Yeah.
3 or 4 people, depending on how big they were of eaters. And we got all of this worth of drinks for less than
$20. Yeah.
Amazing deal. If you like Asian food, you have to check out the Remington Center Food Court. Totally worth it. And it's not scary to go to. Everybody spoke English. No problem understanding me. I didn't have any problem understanding them. There's no fear factor there. Everything there is regular food. They label everything clearly in English. You know what you're getting into. You know if you're ordering beef intestines. They say it clearly on the menu what it is. You're not going to get a plate of eyeballs. It's all right.
Right. Well, there's actually... one of the Chinese cultural centers, their office is there.
Yes, on the second floor.
So, actually, when we were there, there was this really cool talk going on about bringing democracy to China.
Yeah.
Which was pretty boss. It was pretty awesome. Because they were talking about political prisoners and how, you know, they've fought for what they believe in, so we should definitely support them.
Yes.
Not to get political, but it was really cool to see that kind of thing being organized. And it was like the Toronto Chinese Cultural Society or something?
It was that and something about the Toronto Chinese something for democracy.
Yeah.
So it had something for democracy in the title. So that was kind of neat to see as well. And on the second floor, like you said, they have the cultural center and they had to sign up for a big festival that's coming up that we might check out if we get a chance to. And they had dolls in the window of the cultural center. It was all of the different ethnic costumes of China.
Mm-hmm.
And there were like 40 or 50. It was really a neat display to see at a mall of all places.
Yeah.
There was a nice little tea shop on the second floor as well, which was very cool. We got a couple of mini little pu'er cakes.
Of compressed tea leaves that we have to try.
Yes. And they have all kinds of different pu'er tea, which is a tea that, it's kind of a specialty tea. You have to go to a good tea shop to find it. So that was neat to see that he had all these different varieties. And the coolest aquarium shop I think we've ever been to.
That was a really awesome fish store.
Yeah, you walk in, some aquarium stores, fish stores, get like a little bit of a fishy smell to it. This place smelled like perfectly clean, like somebody's, home.
Yeah, it didn't smell like Lysol or anything, but it didn't have an odor to it.
They had a variety of fish to rival Big L's in Whitby. And they just had all kinds of neat smaller aquariums that you don't really see for sale that are made for desks or small apartments. And they had this one. It was a fish frame. And it was about almost 2 inches thick. And about, 6 inches by 9 inches? Maybe
yeah, about that.
8 inches by 10 inches? And it kind of leans at a 15-degree angle, 20-degree angle on
a little easel.
And you could put a background behind it. And it's meant for things like betas or tetras. And it's literally a frame of fish that you can put up on your mantle. Mm-hmm. And that's so cool to have, like, living artwork like that. I just thought that was a neat idea.
Yeah.
So, and I've never seen that before anywhere else.
They did have a great aquarium selection.
They did.
Specifically of the smaller aquariums, which is kind of nice.
In this small aquarium store, they had more variety crammed in than I've seen at any chain pet store. In most mm-hmm. mom-and-pop pet stores. And they probably really knew what they were doing. They had all kinds of coral displays, like coral aquariums, how to set up a saltwater aquarium.
Yeah.
They really knew their stuff. It was impressive to check out.
Definitely. So if you're looking for something new to do, something out of the ordinary, but not too scary, go check out Remington Center.
It's the one that when somebody wants to go check out the Asian shopping scene, everyone always says go to Pacific Mall in Markham. I've never heard anybody say go to Remington Center before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just as neat.
Yeah, and it's on a smaller, more manageable scale.
Yes, it is.
So.
Last up on our potpourri of things that don't go together but really do because they'll kill you someday.
Fried things!
Woo!
We were up in Port Perry checking out the kayaking scene, and we went to the Antrim House pub,
mm-hmm.
and it was voted, was it the best pub in Port Perry, something? They have that on the sign. And so we got a couple of beers. I got
And this is, by the way, right across the lake. You can't miss it when you drive down by the lake.
Nice patio with a view of the lake. Mm-hmm. And
lots of parking. So we both got the Barking Squirrel beer.
Yeah.
They had a pretty impressive selection of draft beer for a little pub, too.
Mm-hmm. And the Barking Squirrel was by Prop City Brewery. And it kind of tasted like, if you ever had Sam Adams Black Lager. Is it Sam Adams that makes it? I think it came from one of their specialty packs.
I think it did, too. It was like that.
Where it's refreshing, but it's got some body to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a wimpy, thin lager. It definitely has full flavor, but it's refreshing and easy to drink, and it doesn't fill you up like some people complain about stouts.
Or a less thick version of the... I know this came first than the second one I'm talking about, but it's like a less thick version of the new one by Flying Monkeys.
Oh, the Netherworld?
Yeah. The Netherworld. There's a lot in common with the Netherworld beer as well. That is another tongue twister. Right up there with Butterfly Fries.
Yes. You know, if you're a fan of porters, you'd probably dig it. If you're a fan of lagers, you'd probably dig it because it's kind of somewhere in the middle.
And it was a little bit hot out that day. We'd been walking around the lake, looking at different places to put in with the kayaks, and that hit the spot. It was completely refreshing, especially after sitting out in the hot patio.
Yes.
Then we said, let's get a snack. What are we thinking? Again, we should have learned our lesson when we went to Remington Center. Let's get a snack. They had an appetizer platter on the menu. Now, we've been burned by those before where you pay, you know, $10, $20 and you get 2 onion rings, 2 potato skins, 2 mozzarella sticks, and like 6 fries. We decided to take a gamble. It was only $12.95. What the heck? We just want a snack. We want something light before we get back on the road. It's about 20 minutes back to Oshawa. So we order it and we had this sweet waitress.
She was like the pub mom or
yeah,
something.
She was just a real sweetheart and she was really nice. So she's like, okay, I'll bring it right out. Then she comes around the corner about 15 minutes later with this unholy giant mound of fried food. I am not making this up. From the center of the plate to the top of the pile of fried goodness, it had to have been almost 6 inches.
Yeah.
And it was this crazy, like, pub trail mix of...
Let's see. There was
fries?
There was fries, onion rings, fried mushrooms. There was...
Poppers?
Yeah, like, jalapeno. There weren't really jalapeno poppers because they were halved rather than...
Mm-hmm.
Like, halved lengthwise rather than cut in half the other way.
There were those crazy pizza roll things.
Yeah, it was like a...
And a couple of mozzarella sticks, too.
Yeah, the pizza things were pretty good. I was just too hot to eat mine, but I gave mine to Tracy.
And what we're talking about is it looked like an egg roll, and we thought, cool, it came with egg rolls. That's awesome. And I bit into mine, and it wasn't an egg roll. It was a pizza roll. It was mozzarella and pepperoni and sauce inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it reminded me a little bit of like a calzone or almost like the pepperoni rolls you get in West Virginia, but it had a crispy egg roll wrapper on the outside.
Rather than a fluffy baked one.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was like a full-size egg roll. They were really good.
Yeah, they were awesome. The jalapenos were great. It was like jalapeno with cream cheese, and then it had a batter on it, and it was deep fried.
Well,
onion rings were good.
The two of them were the cream cheese ones. Two of them were like a cheddar cheese one.
Oh, that's right. The red ones had the cream cheese, and the
Green ones had the cheddar cheese. Yeah. The onion rings were the good batter dipped whole onion, not the chopped onion pieces that get crammed into like a batter tube. They were fantastic, and they were liberal with those on the platter, too.
Yeah.
You go to some places, and they skimp, and they only give you 4 or 5 onion rings. They must have given us, I don't know, a crap pile.
Yeah.
A metric crap ton.
I just can't even think about how much food there was. There was a lot.
We needed at least another person, and then it still would have been like a meal. Had we had 4 people, it would have been a really hearty appetizer.
Yeah.
Order with caution.
Yes.
Completely worth it. Perfectly fried. Everything was done well. Everything was delicious. Exactly what you want in pub grub. But dear God, there was a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So 100%, 2 hearty thumbs up. We plan on doing some kayaking up in Port Perry this year. And if the rest of their food is just as good as the platters, we're definitely going to let you know about it. Because I'm impressed already.
We might need a follow-up episode of them.
We might have to. So anything you want to add to this?
I don't think so. I think we pretty much covered everything. We're going to go to Black Creek Pioneer Village tomorrow. So we'll probably do an episode about the food scene there.
Definitely.
It'll be exciting because they've got a brewery there.
Yes, they do. And we still have another Oishinbo book to review that we both read, meant to sit down and talk about, and we just haven't had a chance to. So we're going to reread it and then sit down and podcast about it and probably match it up with some other Asian place around here.
Well, we haven't actually talked about Kakemono yet, have we?
We haven't. That might go with the Oishinbo book.
Alrighty. So we've got lots of things on the go. It's just a matter of finding time to sit down, record, edit, and then put up. So as always, it's going to be a roughly bi-monthly irregular podcast.
However, if we get farther ahead than we think and we get too many things in the bucket, we'll release some extra stuff. So if you're bored at work and the only site you can get to with anything to do on it happens to be Podbean and you listen to us to keep yourself from going crazy, don't worry. We promise to do our best to get you some extra things. All right? This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we are Zvi Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this Zvi Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on Facebook and or follow us on Twitter. You can email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zvifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zveifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends. Please make sure that credit is given. Thanks for listening and have a great day.